You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, we're talking about building and nurturing the church family. That is going to be our theme for this entire week. And our pastor, Daniel Hamunyango, will be joining us on the line for that conversation. Today, we're focusing on the subject, what makes a church family, all right? We know that a church is more than a gathering of believers. It's a family built on faith, on love, and on shared purpose. And just like any family, a church family thrives on unity, service, and a commitment to spiritual growth. The Bible describes the church as the body of Christ, where each member plays a vital role. But what exactly does it really mean to be part of a church family? How can we ensure that our churches are places of love and support and encouragement? Pastor Daniel Hamunyango will be answering some of these questions for us in our conversation this morning. My pastor, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning, presenter. And how is the morning?
The morning is very well. Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate you making time to speak with us, and we look forward to a wonderful week together going into the subject.
So, thanks a lot. We really appreciate for that, boss.
Amen. Amen.
This morning, according to the topic which you have brought up, which we need to go through it, mm-hmm. It's a very interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting topic.
Yeah.
For the next 15 or 20 minutes, we'll be looking what makes up the church and nurturing it. How should we bring it, or how should it grow from the smallest unit to the biggest unit in which it's a family?
Right, right.
Now, maybe a bit of some explanation. Let me try maybe by looking up what a church is.
Yeah.
The biblical foundation of the church is some family members from different units which comes together to worship with one common idea, to worship God.
Mm.
So these common members, they come from different areas. Just like Paul alluded in the, or Paul put it in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 up to 27. He's specifically looking at in which different members comes together, or different parts of the body, which are arranged in a special way that they make up or they form up one common body.
Mm.
Now, according to this explanation, which Paul gave in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 up to 27, we are looking at in which there is one body with many parts.
Mm.
So these many parts work according to the according to how each function does its part to make the body so reasonable or look as it is.
Yeah.
Now, Paul in this verse is putting up one body which comprises of many parts. So just as the Church of Christ has many parts or many people from different angles and different areas, actually, you can even imagine these people from different angles of life, some had different professionals, or some have different professionals in which they live on.
Mm.
But God, in a special way, called them to come and be in this one body, which is the church. Now, according to the Bible explanation, if you look about the word church, it comes from the Old Testament, in which it is derived this word church from the word in Greek, which is kriakon, which means the house of the Lord. Now, that house of the Lord, where people come to gather and learn and have common thing in their minds to worship God, then it brings them together and they know who they worship, and that is God. Now, this church, if you go critically again, you look at it in New Testament, it was called Ecclesia, which is close to car in Hebrew of the Old Testament, which is also referred, or which was referred by Paul also in Acts chapter 19, verse 32, 39 up to 41, meaning this is one body of God of Christ, where people come together to worship God. So these people have common idea and common, they have common interest in worshiping God and knowing who God is. Mm-hmm. Now, these people, according to your questions which you have brought up, so they are nurtured in this way as they come to learn more about God, then they are growing up day by day in whatever they learn from this congregation or this gathering. Sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Now, according again to Paul, what he talks about in Acts chapter 19, 32, 39 up to 41, he talks about such kind of gathering also which was happening in the olden days. Actually, if you go into details, Paul talks about how these believers were. Remember, these people at first, they were not Christians, but they were believers. So these believers, when they came together, they had one common goal, and they were even able to share whatever little they had, and amongst them, no but lacked. Why? Because they had one common goal, and they had to help one another. Now, as the Church of God, also this is the greatest part we are looking as believers. As we come together to worship God, how do we understand God? What do we learn from this or this gathering? How are we nurtured? How are we being groomed in this loving, in this love of God, in which He puts this cross to us to gather in this manner to know Him? Now, look at this point in which in this gathering, like Paul has put it in Acts, these people, they lacked nothing. So same applies to us, my dear. As we worship God and as we come together to worship God, meaning it is our greatest part to take care of each one of us in a special way. We have to support one another so that each person, you know, actually in church, when we come to worship God, we don't look that this, we are not classified. We are not classified.
Right.
To say maybe these are of high class or these are low class, no. But we come as one, just you know, just like the body itself. I could imagine, look at the body. If the eyes could say today, no, me, I'm superior than the other parts, then the body was going to suffer.
Yeah.
But they work together to support the body. Just like us Christians, when we worship God, in a special way of gathering, it's our duty to support one another, to uplift one another, to see that every member does not lack, but we are together.
Beautiful.
Now, sure.
So,
now,
sorry, can I just interject there for a moment, Pastor? Having said what you've just said, outlined the importance of having a church family, what would you say are some of the common challenges that prevent churches from functioning as a strong spiritual family?
Very true. Actually, maybe, you know, before maybe I come to your answer, I'm actually tempted to read this verse. You know, if you read Colossians chapter 2, reading verse 19, I like what the Bible says. And not holding the hurt, from which all the body by the joints and the bands having nourishment ministered and knits together increases with the increase of God. Meaning where people of God are gathering, there is that power of God which makes them to increase in godliness. Now, that question you have, which you have asked, look at this point. You know, the greatest problem which we have in all these gatherings is actually coming from Galatians chapter 5, verse 19.
Okay.
You know, the Bible says, the greatest part which brings many churches down for them not to grow is this problem which I'm going to read. Listen what the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 15. The Bible says, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another.
Hey.
Now, you know, when you look at this verse, the greatest problem which we have in our gatherings or our churches, we don't grow. Why? Because many people, they like grouping themselves. When they group themselves, what they speak and talk about is not to grow in Christ, but they like biting and devouring one another. You know, they could just say, look what he has put on today. Ah, that is not good. And she doesn't look well or good. And look at the jacket, just like that. You know, we don't have that spirit to help one another, to lift one another. So that, you know, if we, you know, if you see somebody is not putting on something which is not suiting her or he well, why don't you just go and help that person or brother or sister? But what is happening? Backbiting, chewing one another.
Hey.
As a result, look at this point. My dear, if we go and preach out, then we bring one soul in church. And maybe that soul, she or he is, what way should I use maybe? She is under low class. You know, when I say low class, there are some people which we consider they are poor like that.
Yeah.
They are maybe they are not rich like as we are. So, you know, in that poorness capacity, we look at that person to say, ah, no, look at her, and she has come to grab our seats, our post which we have in church. Like maybe you are a deacon, you are an elder, he or she just comes like that. Then people start now talking to say, ah, why? Look at him. Look at her. Dorcas leader, she can't do that one. You know, we have that spirit of backbiting. As a result, many people, when they hear all that, then they draw back. They go back. And you never see them. You never see them. If that spirit, you know, if that spirit is removed amongst us, you know, we will see many churches growing. Why? Because we are one. And we have no spirit of backbiting. Now, this spirit, you know, has brought a lot and many churches down and because of all this, what has happened. Maybe secondly on that one, the other point which maybe I would speak, I know time is running out. You know, the other point which maybe I would like to speak out is the issue of, you know, adultery. You know, the church, that's the problem which we have. The church, you know, it has come to the point in which we see that the newly baptized member, we start now saying, that is mine, that is mine. And as a result, when people look at that, you know, some people, they don't even prefer to join the church or the body of Christ. Why? Because of all this, what is happening. But if we have that spirit to help one another, then we are going to do what is good. Sure.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful. Now, as we're wrapping up,
maybe,
sorry, as we're wrapping up, Pastor, could you speak to us about how, because I think this one is an interesting one. How can we embrace diversity within the church while still maintaining unity in Christ? I think a lot of us struggle with that.
Very true. You know, diversity is very important in the church of God. And this is very important also, Mother. You know, one thing God has blessed us is with different talents or different things to do in life. Now, if you read the Ephesians chapter 4, reading verse 11 up to 13, Paul talks about how we are gifted in the church of God. Some are pastors, some are evangelists, some are singers, some are teachers, just like that. But, you know, if somebody is a prayer warrior, why should I be worried about you? Why should I be hate that person? Why should it be that I should not be happy about that.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I have to be, it's my, you know, it's, I have to be happy about that, seeing that at least my brother is doing that part, and we are doing this part. So as members of one body, if we have that spirit to think that we are one body, and this person is gifted on this area, this person is gifted on this area, then you are going to see the Church of God growing. Mm-hmm. Now, the Church of God doesn't grow because, you know, there is that scramble for these diversities. No, I should be a prayer warrior. I should be a preacher. You know, God has already blessed you with that something which you have.
Yeah.
Then continue in that line. Actually, have you ever seen the hand now struggling with the eyes to say, no, let me get this part to be seeing things? No. No, you know, the hand just knows its part.
Yeah.
And the eyes and ears know its part. And all these things work together to maintain and make it a better body. Mm. If we do all this also in church, madam, there is no doubt we are going to do great miracles, and we are going to bring many to Christ. Mm. And they are going to see that this is the body of Christ. Sure. Mm.
Beautiful.
Sure, man.
Now, Pastor, how would you wrap up our first conversation for today, and what can we look forward to in the coming days as we speak on the subject?
Yeah, for today's conversation, what I'll just maybe say is that as the body of Christ, we need to be united and knowing that we are baptized by one Spirit, one God, and one body. This is that's what Paul says in it. Ephesians chapter 4, reading verse 1 up to 6, he talks about one body, about one Father, one God, in which we are all baptized in Him. Then there is no need to struggle that I should be like this one, I should be like this one, but we are working for one goal, is to be God's children, and for that one goal is to have eternal life, madam.
Amen.
Sure.
Amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Really appreciate your time this morning and looking forward to a powerful week ahead. God bless you.
Thanks a lot, madam. Be blessed. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.